Hi guys, welcome to the Bants Books and Brook podcast. I am the spicy Edward Jollof. How have you guys been? It's been a while. I say this all the time because I always record late, post late, or have episodes I've recorded on the ground and I never get around to editing it or get across to you guys. But anyways, I think more than ever before, I need to journal my thoughts. It's insane being in your own mind for close to a month. I think my family set up the lockdown quite earlier than anybody because I think I stopped going to work on like the 20th, I think I stopped going to work, so I was already observing my lockdown from that time. And so far, I would say it has been insane. It is great that we're at home, so we could be able to at least curb the spread of this virus, or at least a certain extent scourge it down. But whilst you're at home, what are you doing? So far, so good. I've been running some courses, trying to be productive. The first 1 month, I had something going on, so I wasn't able to, you know, do things productively. I was always thinking about what I planned. It was a hazy March. Switching down to April was quite hazy. It wasn't beautiful. And every night you're hearing 1,000 and something. Just I'm like, is it the same Nigeria that we're all in? Where are they? And how are the nurses in the front line, the doctors in the front line, those medical practitioners who are trying to save lives? I'm hearing that over 130 of them have the virus. Okay. Great. And there is no, the crazy thing about this is when we're tired of this country, I say, I can't even wait to jump out to Canada. I can't wait to jump out somewhere. There's no jumping because everywhere has the virus. Everywhere is not allowing you go there, you get. So it's I would say it's insane, but I know that there's a God who does the things that you believe are insane and the things that you believe that cannot be done. So I know that one day we'd all wake up to news that there's the trial phase for a vaccine worked and it's going to take away coronavirus. God has opened the minds of some scientists to mix a little bit of this and that, and boom, we have a vaccine. I'm just waiting for that announcement, and I will be so excited to say it on the pod that the Nigeria is cleared, the world is cleared, the US is cleared, the UK is cleared from the, and every part of the world that has it is cleared from the virus. So far, a lot of things happen in pop culture. Sexual assault sagas, the alleged sexual assault sagas, Bolilomo Braimo, number of people who came out with even evidence that this person or that person did it to them. The father who had been molesting his daughter, then he sent the daughter away, but going to chase the daughter away because she told her mom. I mean, in this lockdown time, want to send her away, no problem. You know, what the Bible says, you have sheep in wolves, we have wolves in sheep clothing. How can someone who is supposed to nurture you into becoming a young woman, who's supposed to be there with every walk, every step of the way, your career, your life, so through school, nurture you with love, is the person that is taking away? Because how would she even understand what love is? How can the person that is supposed to give her love be take away that love with so much aggression and so much molestation? It's even to come to speak out words to say it is, my mind is not giving me words to speak. It is, and some people have that. Some people have uncles who have been doing that to them for months, for years, not even months, years. Some people even have children from such incestual relationships or forced relationships. But the most important thing is when we speak out, we save ourselves. We don't necessarily suffer from all that has been happening, but there's some peace, some calmness that this is not going to happen anymore. It is over. So please, if you can, and the question about when people say, oh, please, if you're being molested or you're being assaulted, harassed, speak out. It's not easy to speak out. It's not easy to speak out. I can say that it's not easy because when anyone, even when you're in a very toxic relationship, it's toxic relationship, the boy is just telling you he's not even there with you, he's not
he's just believing that we're both individuals in this relationship, we're not doing anything.
He's not even there with you emotionally. You are almost dying. You can't tell people. You're trying to. You feel like he's going to be okay. I'll pray. You'll be fine. I'll just talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. He flares up. He shouts at you. One time he hits you, but it tells you he loves you. That you were the one who annoyed him. And then, but you stop it. But he's going to. He's not going to hit you again. But you know that cycle grows. It becomes that cycle. Then becomes a sphere of beating, slapping. Then you know you didn't get flowers today because you're dead. It is not easy to speak out, but have the will, grow that will, because you know that when you speak out, it ends. When you speak out, the beating stops. When you speak out, there will be no more black eye. There will be no more reason for you to put powder on that day because he slapped you. There will be no more reason for you to treat yourself, treat your wounds alone. To look at your private, that what is happening, why am I bringing this out of you? There will be no reason to do that. Just when you speak out, I'm just encouraging anyone who is listening, if you've been molested, if you be molested, not the justice system doesn't, the justice system, the world itself doesn't, I would say, does not, I won't say it does not work in the favor of the victim, because the justice system basically is based on evidence, and evidence that can be corroborated by medical professionals or judicial systems. And if you do not, if you can't provide those evidences, the accused can get away scot-free and might even decide to, you know, how give you a reprisal attack. But the thing is, speak out first. Get your mind cleared. The journey to attaining peace is to speak. When something is confirmed, because I've been having serious anxiety. I think with the lockdown, just like, all my dreams that I have in front of me, yeah, will I be able to attain them? 2020 has been, you know, he has been on his period. Things have been happening, and you know, being anxious that 2020 is going to go and I'm not doing anything, I'm not achieving anything, I'm just being great from left, right, center. And the only way I would continue to live in that anxiety, worry, fear of the unknown. But if I didn't talk to people, I always felt like I could talk to myself, that myself was my therapist, so there was no need for me to actually have to tell people, oh, this was wrong with me, I'm just feeling a bit off, a bit on the edge. And it's normal, because we're all having each other, we all have individual battles, we all have individual worries and issues, but you still need to learn how to communicate with people, tell them that this is going on with you. You can't walk a mile alone. Sometimes you need someone to hold you and walk with you. You know, when you track with somebody, the journey is faster. You're like, I will reach here. When you're walking on your own, it looks very long. Even if you have the complement of your music or your MP3 player, yeah, you know, you might still, journey still seems far, even if you use music or you're dancing or something. But if you walk with somebody, you just forget that, this hero is wrong with me. So always try to find somebody you can trust, because they're always, see, in the midst of 100 friends, or if you're quite popular, you have 30 friends, there's still just one person that you can talk to, that can relieve you of that stress. Not necessarily relieve, at least they can carry the burden for you small. If your burden is 100%, they can take 20. And you know, when 20 is gone, that means 80, meaning your problem is half solved. So always try to find someone you can, you know, lean back on and talk to. Sometimes you have people that will backstab you. This is life. Open your eyes. Nobody comes with a manual of, this is how I am, this is how my life is. People change though, but you should always find, see, there's not everybody that is bad. There's going to be one person that is good. I'll be with you. And if you want to talk to me and share your, you know, problems with me, you can send a voice message. I will talk, and I can advise with the best of my knowledge. We talked about sexual assault. Yeah, $21,000 for slaps. $21,000. I don't know why there was an uproar on Altruism on Twitter and all the social media platforms, and they're like, why is this happening like that? The school self should be called to action. How will you pay 8 million naira and the boy missed an exam? You did not come and look for him. Exam started and somebody was not sitting down writing the exam. Then again, it comes to different schools, come with different systems. I mean, if it's just right and normal for any child. If your parents is paying or are paying 8 million naira, if it's a joint effort, or it's your father's money or your mother's money alone, if they are giving the school 8 million and they are collecting receipts, you should know. I mean, the boy doesn't seem like he's 10 or 11. If he's 10, 11, he'd not know better. Maybe he'd not know the way to the exam hall and he missed, purposely, maybe he missed, he did not see timetable. Let's try to even give him an excuse. He missed timetable. He saw timetable for music and went to do the music exam, she. The school, I don't want the weapon saying the school that he gave 8 million to, they know. The boy is supposed to grow with sense. How can I be putting 8 million and not growing with sense? How on earth is, and people are saying, why do you slap him? He's meant to, they are meant to collect more slaps. He's meant to say, the man slap him one. The man was more relaxed because if it's in Africa, a normal home that we know, eh, they'll give you laundry bag, they'll beat you everywhere, up, down, saying, can we do your stomach, they will step on you. What is 8 million going to waste like that? Don't, let's not look at the money. But how can a father who is struggling, he has understood what life is? Because he kept on saying something about, is this how you want your life to be scarred or something like that? He's not even looking at, okay, the 8 million naira. Yeah, let's remove, he's not looking at the 8 million naira. He's just thinking, how can you make such a decision at this young age of your life to try to distort or destroy the path at which your life should move? Oh, you're good at music. Cool. You know, you could have a... you could have a conversation with your parents and they say no about you pursuing your music career. Then that was you, somebody in your life, somebody in your parents' life is like some kind of high stakeholder that can talk to your parents. You might not have access, you might not know, but you should have access to people that, you know, if you talk to my mom or dad, though, they're not gonna beat me for their place, but they will come down and they will start reasoning my point of view. They will not give me everything I want to, but they will reason my point of view small, and that's the beginning of your freedom. But for you to painstakingly take out time to not go for the exam to dust, because the boy did it out of sheer, you will see the results. Maybe it's your money you want to waste. Your money you want to waste. Some people say, and they not force them to take, they didn't force the man to take the child to an 8 million naira school. The man wants to take the child to an 8 million naira school. Blah, 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 blah. I heard the man even lost his job from MTN because of the video. And even the wife. Parenting is a jointed effort. Somebody might be raving mad, the father can decide to take the raving mad character, the mother can decide to take the coolant, the temperature coolant. It is fine, but you take a personal family matter, you're carrying it to the internet. Hey Joe, who trained you? Did your mommy ever do that? Why would I be having a mom called altercation? Why would I be disciplining? Yes, it's discipline. Discipline my son and my wife. My husband will take a video. Why are you, honey? Why are you doing this now? Don't be. Hello. I want to be on the same page. Even if he's beating, there's a matter of way you'd talk to him. George, what you are doing is, yeah, calm down. George, calm down. He's sorry. George, calm down. So you can't stay in front of the child and you don't block the man from beating you. Ah, George, calm down. Let's talk. Let's handle this. Let's handle this like adults. What did I say? The boy's name is Milagros. I don't know. Milagros. Oh yeah, let's talk about this. Why did you miss it? You know, no, the man to be making video. Ah, are you in my budget? You have an issue at hand, a serious issue at hand. Your son, okay, your son missed. Okay, so let's move the money. He missed maths and English. There's no way you can go to a life that you are not. This for WAEC, maths and English is important. You might fail other things, but if you have maths and English, and you can do another sitting for those courses. Maths and English is a prerequisite to enter any university. I'm pretty sure it's a prerequisite to enter any form of, even if it's a musical school, let them know that you have something in your head. Because in music, there will be mathematics. In music, you're going to interpret English. So why would you miss those two important core courses? If you know that you're lacking proficiency in any of those courses, you can, the paid person that paid 8 million for you, if he sees that, if you can genuinely go and talk to him and say, oh guy, this man's thing, I said, I don't understand it as much, they can also pay for another person that will come and do my math class for you or in this class for you. They can actually even talk to get in touch with the school to do extra lesson. Maybe you're not enjoying the way they are, maybe you're not enjoying the teaching pedagogy in the school. You can't talk. The thing about parenting also, it's not only the fault of the parents, it's because we are not communicating the way we should as children. We don't want to be disciplined in the way they shout at you, but see, if you standing your ground but not being dismissive and always finding fault to your parents, because see, your parents are your parents, you cannot change them. If you want to kill them, you go to a fire and die. You can't change it, but you have to find a level at which you can send your message across, they will get it. But definitely, they would always, you know, revolt that, what is this, you're talking to me anyhow, I'm not your mate, I use our many, I'm your mother, respect me. They would always say that. because they are right. They are very right. In their rights, they're actually very right. But it's a way you can communicate with them. Something about academics like that. They're all every parent always looking out for your future. They want you to be better than them. And first, my daddy wants me to be better than him 100 billion million times. He wants my name to be on Forbes. I want my name to be on Forbes. So he definitely he's going to do things that he can try to help me actualize that dream. That okay, this girl will be comfortable. She will not come and meet me, oh pop, so at 30 something, and you know, I'm saying and I'll have to eventually give her something. Yet he wants to order me in a path where I can stand alone. Definitely, you going through secondary school, so a path so you learn, so you can stand alone, you can be independent. Because I mean, in the world, your mom's not gonna be dragging your bag and telling you, go and read your book, go and do this. If your parents are still doing that to you, man, you are playing with your destiny, because you need to sit up, wear your pants, zip it up, and be upright. Because this world that we're living in is fast paced. Where there isn't a time where trust fund babies will enjoy all the money of their life. Some people are so competent in trust fund companies that will take over your hedge fund, they'll take over everything that you think you own or you're entitled to. Maybe the 8 million boy was saying that, Popsy get money now, or will they try? I'll do this music, I'll just tell him invest, I will not just go for the exam, he will see it, will not be angry. Maybe the man knows to the beat him. Can't tell the boy was standing. You know, in Nigeria, we don't do, we'll already be checking our body. I'm trying to. You hear the voice that says anger in your own voice too. Why is he beating you? But at least the boy was just looking at the man. Look at the other son. He was so calm. That shows you, for me, that's how I deduce it, that the man never really goes off as much in the house. Because see, I can be in my house, they beat one person, everybody's already so lame, they're tired, their body's sober. Even if you're not affected, their body's sober, as if all of you drank something, everybody's still on their own. Hey, sorry Samuel, hey, sorry David, hey. But that son was still watching Boss Baby, he was still looking. The boy was hitting his leg, the mom was still saying, George, don't beat. That shows that home is a very peace, not, I'm not saying very peaceful, but at least there's a level of peaceability in the home. And y'all are going on Twitter and saying, why did he beat him? Can't he have a decision? Shut the decision in music. Shut it. Communicate with your parents better and you'll be able to get what you want in the kind of way. People are saying, my parents are quite disciplined and extremely strict. But nowadays I say that I'm able to drop some kind of bars and nobody's like the way they are again. Because there's a way I teach you to communicate something that's bothering you to them. Don't be all high-handed. I'm going to sit down on my right. Say it small. It might take a while. They will still hear. You know when there's this irritant noise in your ear? Something's true. You just want to scrub it out of your ear. That's how you'll be to them. If you really want what you want to happen. That's how you'll be to them and you disturb them. They will leave you. They will let you do what you want to do. I think I've spoken 17 minutes. It has been a while I've gone this far. Anyway, that's so much. Savage Remix came out. I've not listened to it, but people are saying Beyonce. I came on Twitter, Beyonce. So you guys can get out and listen to it. But I also want to introduce something to you guys. So there's this podcast I listen to, not a podcast per se, but it's this church program I listen to, Celebration Church. My goodness, I just started listening to some sermons and I'm like, whoa. There should be your righteousness consciousness that we all need. If even if you're not necessarily you say you're a baby Christian, right? Or you're just more in any faith you believe in, you should. The term righteousness consciousness, from what I understand, is you should be conscious that you want to grow in your righteousness. Righteousness is not, people will believe or say, when I was much younger, I was like, whenever I think of Christianity, I'm going to heaven, or faith, and I'm going to the paradise that we're supposed to all go through with after death or after life. I'm like, it seems so hard. All the prerequisites needed to make it to heaven, or especially make it to your paradise, seems very hard. It even seems undoable. The thing about being righteousness conscious is that you take every day as it comes. Even when you have a dream, you don't just rush and become the doctor, or don't just rush and become the person you want to be. It's a step. You go to primary school, secondary school, university, you do masters, maybe have a doctorate, then land some good job, learn something, learn that, and that's what fine-tunes your career. But that's how your walk with Christ is, your walk with your faith is you move step by step, day by day. It is not, there's no panadol that I can take and everything becomes well. It's not a sickness, it is a journey. So being righteousness conscious, think about it today. Think about how am I reading my Bible. I used to be afraid of reading Bible before. But now, because of the lockdown, I've been able to understand so much. You know, reading Bible, reading devotionals, listening to, you know, thought-provoking messages that make you think that, yeah, am I, is my life? You know, the Bible says something that the word of God is to rebuke, reprove, and to even exalt your spirit. So, I've been able to even get three of them. That's what, if the word is not doing that to you, I'm going to say, hi. Or if you're not sharing the pain, I mean, reading the entire Matthew, and it's like, how can hot Jesus like that. I used to hate watching. I still hate watching Passion for Christ. Is it Passion of Christ or Passion for Christ? Any one of them, I still hate it. Because I'm like, how would they be beating somebody like this? This is how they did to God, to Jesus. So like I still have this so much apprehension for it. I'm still having that apprehension because I can't bring myself to watch it again, this life, again. But even reading the Bible makes me understand that God, Jesus really went through a lot. And even God, I mean, you release your son. It's like so much you have, you've been wanting for years. People that have been wanting 40 years, they're wanting kids, and they can't get kids, they will not have one child. And you will not give the child out. You know, maybe like how Abraham didn't have a child until he was like 100 and something. And God told Abraham to go and born the child. I mean, using my sacrifice. How many of us can do that? Being righteousness conscious, how many of us can do that? So it's your faith is very important. So more on the podcast, I will be talking about faith. Faith building for me, it's also a journey, because I don't know what I'm doing. I just know that there is a purpose for me on this planet, and I have to find that purpose. And having God would always help me find that purpose. I never really talked about faith as much, because I always felt like I had it in check. But so far, I've been able to say that it's not in check, and it's a work in progress. I'm gonna get it, and I'm going to live with it. And we should not be afraid. Oh no, sometimes I'll get around to that in other episodes, but that's all for today's episode. Walk with faith and have faith. And also, Dave, what are you trying to do? You're hiding your phone from someone. And also, stay clear, stay safe. We know we're easing out of the lockdown and we're about going to work. I just want us to stay safe. I think the Lagos government have put some restrictions and put some laws in place. 60% capacity. Oh, you guys now.